drink a bottle. Good.
Swing and a drive to deep right. Away back. Goal.
Listening to The Unlucky Irishman on the Row Sports Talk Network, produced by Ashley Maciag and Boomer Dangle. Now, here's your host, James Preacher Rowe.
Hello, everyone. I am James Preacher Rowe. I'm here for your 11th episode of The Unlucky Irishman. Apologies for not doing it for a while. It's just, you know, craziness in the land of James Rowe, or James Preacher Rowe, however you want to call me. But needless to say, I am very happy to finally do a podcast. It's been a while since I posted anything, even just article-wise. But that being said, all to my dedicated listeners, if there are any for that matter, I'm back. So, with that being said, let's go into our talking points for the podcast. Let's start off with the NHL. Now, obviously, with just recently the Washington Capitals winning the Stanley Cup, interestingly enough, the head coach, Barry Trotz, decided to resign as the coach and then signed on to be head coach of the New York Islanders. I was very confused by this. I wasn't sure why that was done. I would thought because most of the fans, after what happened in D.C., that we kind of embraced him. And I mean, I like him as a coach, personally. There might have been some little things here and there strategically or whatnot that I disagreed with, but at the same point, he kind of did his own thing. I just didn't understand it. But here he is. He is the now head coach of the New York Islanders. But that being said, the Capitals made a big move as they re-signed Michael Kempe, Devontae Smith-Pelly, and John Carlson. And Carlson was the bigger one because he is one of the top defensemen in the league. And they had to, it was one of those guys you just had to keep. You just had to keep. But one of the moves that helped with that was that they traded their backup goaltender, Philip Grubauer, and a defenseman, Brooks Orpik, to Colorado for a second-round pick in this past 2018 draft. So they were clearly shedding money to sign John Carlson, and probably to sign some other people too, but that helped out with their cap space room. Also, because of that trade, the Avalanche actually bought out the final year of Brooks Orpik's contract, which I found interesting. So that allows Orpik to now sign with anyone he wants. Coming from DC, I can understand why a lot of people would want to sign Orpik. Unless he wants to sign on a really cheap basis, I don't see any reason why he should sign. That's just my personal opinion. Moving along with the Penguins, they have signed defenseman Jack Johnson, who's one of the top in the league. He played with Columbus for the past few years. And many people may know his name, Ilya Kovalchuk. For the longest time, he was a hot name on the free agent market. Remember, 2010, he was the hottest name. And he just kind of never lived up to his contract. Then he played a few years over in Russia. Well, now he's back, and he has signed a contract with the Los Angeles Kings for 3 years. So that'll be interesting what he does. The great goaltender, or goalie, whatever you want to call him, Martin Brodeur, was elected to the Hall of Fame, as along with Gary Bettman, who is the current NHL commissioner. The Penguins also made another move where they traded winger Connor Sheary to Buffalo for a 2019 fourth-round draft pick. The Sharks traded forward Michael Bodker, defenseman Julius Bergman, for forward Mike Hoffman and defenseman Cody Donaghy from Ottawa. So that was an interesting one, because Bodker is a really good player. In Arizona, they traded forward Max Domi to Montreal for forward Alex Galchenyuk. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. But Galchenyuk and Domi have not really lived up to their potential. So that kind of was one move that hopefully maybe one of them could make a difference in a different organization. Galchenyuk, I watched him, and he's pretty good. And then finally, the Buffalo Sabres, the very first pick of the NHL draft, drafted defenseman Rasmus Dahlin from Sweden, number one overall. Moving along to Major League Baseball. The Red Sox traded for first baseman outfielder Steve Pearce for a little depth reasons from Toronto. So that should help their team. And the Washington Nationals acquired reliever Kelvin Herrera from the Royals. And Herrera is a really decent reliever. He's one of the main reasons why the Royals were so good in 2014 and 2015 in their runs to two American League pennants, one World Series title. And then the biggest news of them all, this might be the biggest of them all, was LeBron James. He plays for the Cleveland Cavaliers no longer, as he decided not to pick up his option, his player option, and elects to become an unrestricted free agent. So now he can sign wherever he wants. There's a lot of speculation he might sign with the Los Angeles Lakers. We don't know. Time will tell. I will make a podcast when he does make that decision. Going into the NFL. Now, this is actually a really big story. Buccaneers quarterback Jameis Winston was suspended for the first three games of the 2018 season after the NFL's investigation determined Winston touched his Uber driver in an inappropriate and sexual manner without her consent. The interesting part was it was 3 games because the suspension was negotiated when the usual policy is 6 games. Now, if you watched Golic and Wingo this past Friday, policy is a policy. Winston should be suspended for 6 games regardless. Why was it negotiated? That's just beyond my comprehension. I do not agree with it. He should be suspended a lot longer. And the question is, how come he keeps getting into these situations? Because if you remember in college, there was a sexual assault charge against him. And I mean, it never went to trial. But why is it that now this is the second time we've heard something like this? We may never know. Winston is required to obtain a clinical evaluation and fully cooperate with any recommended therapeutic intervention. The NFL said that if he does not comply, it could result in further discipline. The league also said that another violation of the personal contact policy will result in a more substantial discipline, including a potential ban. Another big one was Julian Edelman, a wide receiver for the New England Patriots, was suspended for PED use. And I believe it was for 4 years. Or not 4 years, for 4 games. I don't know why he got that, because maybe he might have been using it to recover from an injury or whatnot. Either way, he is suspended. For Major League Rugby, the playoffs begin. So the first matchup will be the Seattle versus San Diego. And then the heavy favorites, Glendale versus Utah. So keep an eye out on that. My pick to win it all will be Glendale. And now to the final. We're not to the final, but to one of the probably the biggest topics then to talk about is the World Cup. God, how can I go with a podcast without talking about the World Cup? This is the first World Cup to use video assistant refereeing, and for the first time, a tiebreaker came down to yellow cards. And what that meant was that Japan made it to the round of 16 over Senegal because they had fewer yellow cards. They were tied in every other tie-breaking scenario. That's how it came down. To freaking yellow cards. That's a first. So, history was made. Big story was Russia scored 5 goals in their opening match versus Saudi Arabia, and they scored 3 versus Egypt. That's 8 total. 8. Unbelievable. In the first game for Portugal and Spain, Cristiano Ronaldo scored a hat trick. I watched that game, and that was a lot of fun to watch. The guy is truly one of the best to ever play. You have to watch all of his highlights to understand how great he was before even this game. And in this game, he really proved that he is one of the best in the world right now and is probably at least top 5 ever to play. It was incredible to watch. Mexico upset Germany 1-0. Now that was a big one because Germany is arguably had the best side of anyone in the World Cup. Mexico beating them, that's a big upset. Mexico might be a good team, but no one expected them to beat Germany. Speaking of Germany, they were eliminated from the World Cup in the group stage for the first time since 1938, which makes them the 3rd straight World Cup winner to bow out in a group stage. You heard it here first. It's a curse. It's unbelievable how the teams, after they win the World Cup, just cannot play well after they win it. It boggles my mind. Germany, I thought, was going to repeat. But here I am, proven wrong again. So with that being said, the nations that moved out of Group A, Uruguay and Russia, with Uruguay being the winner. Group B, Spain and Portugal, with Spain being the winner. Group C, with Denmark and France being the winner. Group D, with Croatia and Argentina, with Croatia being the winner. Now, that's an interesting one, because Argentina absolutely struggled in the group stage. But, by the skin of their teeth, they got through. Group E, Brazil and Switzerland, with Brazil winning the group. Group F, with Sweden and Mexico, with Sweden winning that group, which was what Germany was in. Group G, Belgium and England, with Belgium being the winner of that group. And Group H, with Colombia and Japan, with Colombia being the winner, and with Japan obviously being the lucky side moving on because of the whole yellow card stuff. So the Group 16 matchups, Uruguay is playing Portugal, France is playing Argentina, Brazil is playing Mexico, Belgium and Japan, Spain versus Russia, Croatia versus Denmark, Sweden versus Switzerland, and Colombia versus England. You can tune in to an article that was posted earlier by myself with the help of John Ilyich, Thomas Martin, and Tali Raphael about our predictions. Major League Soccer news. Wayne Rooney, I've talked about him before. He now has officially transferred to DC United. I don't like it. That's probably because Major League Soccer is now trying to be too much of a money grabber. It's totally all about the money. Don't get me wrong, I love Wayne Rooney. He was one of my all-time favorite players to watch. But he's so past his prime, and because he's got the star name to him, it's going to put butts in the seats. It's literally the only reason why. And people call the Major League Soccer as the retirement league. I know a lot of people who are Major League Soccer hate that, but to be honest, with him, and now recently Zlatan Ibrahimovic, I think that's a fair point. And then the last topic before we move on to the set of the day is the College World Series. Is Oregon State defeated Arkansas 2-1. Congratulations to Oregon State. Now, our stat of the day, and this is a baseball one. Outfielder for the Washington Nationals, Juan Soto, is the fourth teenager to have multi-home run games. He has the rest of the season to hit multiple home runs in a game once more to gain sole possession of the most multi-home run games by a teenager in MLB history. The other three, Bryce Harper in 2012, Ken Griffey Jr. in 1989, and Mel Ott in 1928. So that's good company there for Juan Soto. Well, that will wrap it up here on The Unlucky Irishman. I'm your host, James Preacher Rowe. I hope you'll listen in to the next one. Thank you.